The voiceover for the cartoon says taxpayers got scalped by the perpetual gaming compact Doyle signed with the Potawatomi. Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says the cartoon is factually wrong and is designed to appeal to racists.
The intent is to fan the flames of those people that have racist feelings against Indian tribes in Wisconsin.
But Republican Party spokesperson Chris Lotto denies the cartoon is racist. He says it's a humorous attack on Doyle, not on Native Americans. It charges that Doyle opposed tribal gaming before the election, but supported it after receiving large campaign donations from tribes.
He's all for gambling after that, and he's all for expanding gambling in Wisconsin. That's hypocrisy, and that's pay to play, and that is the point we're making with this ad.
But Crawford says the cartoon's image of a tomahawk being thrown at a taxpayer clearly sends a racist message, and he says the cartoon's suggestion that taxpayers have been scalped by the tribe is false. He says under the compact, the tribe will be paying the equivalent of $340 million in taxes over the next decade.
That is filling a huge hole in the short-term budget concern problems of the state of Wisconsin, but also creating a long-term stream of revenue that the state of Wisconsin just does not have right now.
Republican leaders have asked the state Supreme Court to block the gaming compacts. The court is expected to decide by early next week whether or not it will take the case. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.